Ken Gonzalez Day, born Santa Clara, California, 1964. Active, Los Angeles, California. Erased Lynchings, 2006. 15 inkjet prints. These 15 photographs are digitally altered reproductions of lynching postcards, which were widely circulated in the 19th and 20th centuries. Such postcards, meant to instill fear in targeted communities and often inscribed with racist language, were sometimes kept as macabre souvenirs. While lynching is historically associated with the murder of Black people in the American South, this work is based on postcards that come from Western states, where the lynching of Native Americans, Asian Americans, and Latinx populations has been largely erased from memory. By removing the victims from these images, Ken Gonzalez Day forces the viewer to focus on the white perpetrators of this violence, made mundane through repetition. He challenges us to consider lynching as a widespread trauma and acknowledge its destructive legacy and connection to Western expansion. Smithsonian American Art Museum, museum purchased through the Luisita L. and Franz H. Denhausen Endowment.
Continue listening to hear a visual description of the artwork.
A sepia-toned photograph depicts a line of six men standing in a sandy landscape, facing away from us, with rifles pointed toward a large clump of brush. Written on the bottom of the image is Executing Bandits 854. An oval-shaped black-and-white photograph depicts a crowd of white men and boys, some barefoot, facing us. Those visible are wearing dirty suits and hats. One boy holds a looped rope. A nearly black photograph depicts the faint image of a bare tree trunk on the far left, with the base of its limbs rising skyward and fading into the darkness of what appears to be the night. The back of a tea-stained color antique postcard inscribed with, "This is what he got," handwritten in cursive across its center. A photograph taken at night depicts a crowd, mostly of white men, dressed in suits and hats, standing at the base of a tree, which is faintly visible in the light in the background.